What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I've been talking about the poor quality of America's military weapons, the high cost. And Russia has been using the conflict in Syria as a real-world combat demonstration of their military hardware. And as word continues to go out about the problems with the F-22 and the F-35, it is not surprising to see other nations start to turn away from U.S. military defense contractors and approach Russia to buy their air forces at all these international air shows around the world. And right now, apparently, military aviation counts for over 50% of Russia's arms exports to the rest of the world. They can't make those things fast enough. Now, getting on back to this diplomatic impasse over the diplomatic properties, there's an article in Russia Today basically saying that Donald Trump is basically trapped by the straitjacket of Russophobia, and that's what prevented him from returning the seized Russian property. And the problem is the only anti-Russia hysteria is in the war hawks in the government and the corporate media. Because ordinary people on the streets, they don't think this is important. They've heard it too much. They don't think there's anything there at all. And they're absolutely right. This is just more Saddam's nuclear weapons nonsense. Article out of Russia Today again. Great Britain's main growth industry seems to be brutalizing the world's poorest with high-tech military equipment. And it's talking about Britain's investing in these F-35 fighter jets without a clear idea of how much it's really going to cost. They know what the initial aircraft will cost, but they know they're buying an aircraft that's going to require all kinds of patches and upgrades and new equipment to deal with all the problems that the plane is known to have. And already the British government is out there saying, we need to know where we're going. We need to know where the bottom is on all of this. Now, China is moving a large amount of military hardware into Tibet after this Sikkim standoff, and it's starting to look like that's another potential flashpoint and what may be going on. The U.S. does have a mutual defense pact or cooperation treaty with India, and maybe the thinking is that if they couldn't get into a war with China over North Korea, because China basically came down against North Korea, that they could get a war with China going in India, and that would be a really good place to fight it on out. I'm sure that India's government would be glad to thin out their domestic population a little bit. They're very crowded over there. But the Chinese army has moved tens of thousands of tons of military hardware into that remote mountainous Tibet region. And you kind of have to wonder exactly why. There isn't much there. The terrain is very difficult. There's not a lot of mineral resources. You're basically in the Himalayas where everything's ground up by the tectonic action. So there are no large contiguous deposits of any kinds of minerals that anybody really wants. Meanwhile, over in the Koreas, President Moon Jae-in is moving forward with this attempt to try and settle things down. And he's talking about a treaty that would start bringing the two Koreas together, demilitarizing, and calling for the removal of North Korea's nuclear weapons by the year 2020. And if the deal is signed, it will be an incredible achievement after decades of tension between the two states. Now, over in Israel, the violence around the Temple Mount is continuing, and apparently there's a video that came on out. Israeli police using stun grenades to disperse Palestinian worshipers. Another video where an officer punched a Muslim worshiper in the face. And this is a flashpoint situation. This could be, in fact, a deliberate provocation. Benjamin Netanyahu is in a lot of trouble politically. He's facing corruption charges. So what do you do when you're facing a possible criminal prosecution? Oh, you start a ruckus somewhere else. Remember when Monica Lewinsky testified before Congress about the blue dress, which itself was a distraction away from government-sanctioned drug running in Bill Clinton's Arkansas? And she walks out of the hearing room expecting a phalanx of reporters, and all she sees are empty steps because Bill Clinton had taken that moment to launch cruise missile attacks against a supposed biological weapons laboratory in the Sudan, which turned out to be an ordinary pharmaceutical compounding laboratory. It was an aspirin factory. And so you, the taxpayers, got to pay for the million of pop cruise missiles, and you got to pay to rebuild that factory, because the factory owners successfully sued the United States government for the destruction of their business. So the same thing may be going on over there in Jerusalem. Netanyahu needs a media distraction to take public focus off his corruption trial. And over at Desert Peace, they have an article saying that Netanyahu is playing with fire on the Temple Mount of Jerusalem. And I think it's intentional on his part. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Here in the United States of America, members of Congress are pushing for a bill that would criminally outlaw support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel. And it is a nasty one. It carries a prison sentence of up to 20 years. Now, at some point, somebody's going to have to take this to a Supreme Court challenge under the First Amendment, because boycotts are considered a peaceful form of protest, and protest is protected by the First Amendment. But our members of Congress, who are actually here working on behalf of Israel, don't seem to remember that. Maybe they all need brain scans. We need to go back and look at that issue of all the missing trillions from the U.S. Department of Defense. Right now, the known total of unaccountable spending by the Pentagon is $6.5 trillion, with a T. That works out to $65,000 for every United States family. $65,000. And somebody ought to say, we need to find that money. Where did it go? Now, remember, the day before 9/11, then-Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference and said, yeah, we've lost another $3.5 trillion. Should have been the defense and economic scandal of the year. But fortunately for Donald Rumsfeld, one day later was 9/11, and the corporate media promptly forgot about all the missing money, your money, from the Department of Defense. And interestingly enough, that airplane that crashed into the Pentagon, instead of flying straight on in and hitting the Pentagon, it flew around the Pentagon and came on in, and it plowed into the offices of the auditors who were trying to find where that money went. So whoever got that money got off with it absolute scot-free. Now, over at NBC, they've had a survey, and 76% of Americans are afraid there's going to be a major war. That's 10% up from just last February. So Americans are very concerned about our war-happy government. And I'm concerned because I think the United States is not going to be able to prevail in a conventional war against Russia and China. I don't think the United States is going to prevail, even if the combat goes nuclear. Of course, if it goes nuclear, nobody's going to win, except the bankers. They're going to be lined up there and say, oh, yeah, we got loans for you to rebuild all that was destroyed. Got plenty of loans here. Now, you're probably familiar with one of the major corporate media conglomerates called iHeartMedia. They own a huge number of radio stations all across the country. We have one here in Hawaii, and one of their producers is actually a neighbor. But apparently they're in serious financial trouble. They're losing listenership. They're losing advertisers. And iHeartMedia is in discussions with the bondholders, desperately trying to avoid going into bankruptcy. Now, Australia is exporting a record amount of gold to China, which signals that China is moving forward on its plan of partially backing the yuan with gold. And that would make the yuan look very attractive to other nations compared to the U.S. dollar, which is, if you think about it, backed with the future slave labor of the American people. And the problem is, there aren't enough Americans, even with all the refugees and illegal immigrants, even if we had jobs for all of them, to ever redeem all those treasury bonds that have been put on out to float this economy. And financial people understand this. And so to them, the U.S. dollar is not a trustworthy store of value at this point. The ruble is looking attractive. The yuan's looking attractive. Russia and China are now settling their accounts between the two countries in gold. The private central bankers are crying, throwing tantrums. And I agree with that Pentagon assessment. The United States of America is an empire that is clearly in decline. Apparently, Sears, as it struggles to continue to exist, is going to be closing more and more of their brick-and-mortar stores. They're going to start selling their products, especially appliances, through Amazon. Amazon is going to start carrying Sears appliances, for those of you who need a new dishwasher or whatever. Walmart has now replaced more than 4,000 of their employees with machines. That's 4,000 people who are not going to have the money to go back into Walmart and buy anything. Harley-Davidson spirals down. They're announcing U.S. layoffs. They are building a new motorcycle factory over in Thailand for two reasons. Labor is cheaper there. Government interference is less there. And Asia is the up-and-coming market for their product. Americans aren't buying a lot of motorcycles, just like they're not able to buy new cars. CSX, the railroad company, the shipping company, is getting ready to lay off an additional 700 people. And that tells us that the transport of raw material and finished goods in this country is continuing to slow down. It's all grinding to a halt. Now, over in the world of the student loan bubble, it's, again, higher education used to be about higher education and better paying jobs, preparing people to be a contributing part of our society. It's been turned into another racket. Lure them into college with promises of high paying jobs, or at least the fashion statement, I have a college degree. Plump them on that barbed debt hook and keep them there for the rest of their lives. And we're already starting to see a decline in enrollment in colleges because young people are looking at these college graduates coming on out and they're not able to find a decent job. Boy, that's a shame you're not working. I mean, you've got a college degree, right? I have a degree in gender studies. What kind of a job can you get with that? I have no idea. How many art history majors can an economy absorb? We could actually start seeing colleges and universities failing. Over in Europe, the EU has issued an ultimatum to Poland. If Poland continues to try and institute their own reforms, clashing with the EU rules, in the particular the area of refugees, the EU is threatening to strip Poland of their voting rights at the European Union Council, which is kind of an empty threat because the European Parliament doesn't really have any authority. All the real decisions are made by the European Union Commission. The European Union Parliament is more for show than anything else. They can advise. They can have a vote and say this is the sense of the Parliament and the members of the EU state, but the European Union Commission isn't bound to that. Now, Merkel apparently has had enough with what's going on over in Turkey. As you know, they've been trying to talk to Turkey about coming into the EU. And Turkey is all of a sudden getting very hostile. They look like they're pivoting toward Russia. And Germany is now threatening to suspend their payments to the European Union until they sort out what's really going on with Turkey. And, of course, that is a very real and tangible threat, because with Great Britain pulling out of the European Union, Germany is going to be carrying the brunt of propping up all those other EU nations. And the German people are pretty much sick and tired of that, over and above all the anger and frustration from the refugee problem. Austria is now threatening to send their army to their border with Italy in the next 24 hours over this migrant issue. They're basically saying if Italy continues to send their refugees into Austria, Austria is going to close their border militarily. We're beginning to see the end of the European Union. And I'm sure out there in the wilderness, George Soros is screaming, no, no, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I spent all my billions on. Little bit of good news. The United States Supreme Court has ruled on the latest challenge of the travel ban. And the Supreme Court tells our own local Hawaii judge, Derek Watson, to go jump in the volcano, and says Trump can enforce his travel ban. And Judge Watson had issued a court order saying that the travel ban cannot be enforced unless it includes grandparents as bona fide relatives exempt from the travel ban. And I understand with our local culture, extended families, the kapuna and everything, I can see where he's coming from, but the travel ban is the travel ban is the travel ban, and we've got to stop all this infighting, because it's sending a message to the rest of the world that our nation, it's not cohesive. It's not going in the same direction. It's fragmenting. And that does make us look weak. Now, over in London, as you know, the scandal over the Grenfell Tower fire has continued to grow. And it's reached the point where residents and protesters are demanding the entire cabinet of the local council resign. The protesters are calling these officials murderers, saying they have blood on their hands after the deadly fire because of decisions they made to save a little tiny bit of money while exposing these residents of these towers to dangerous toxic substances. Now, here's a good example of the mindset of a government. Up in Toronto, there was this community park, and there was this rise halfway through it, and it needed a set of stairs. And the city council was going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and they basically had an estimate of $65,000 to build this little tiny set of stairs. And they're going back and forth on it. And finally, a local resident just got fed up with it. And he went out over to the park and he built a set of stairs. Total cost, $550. And the city is now threatening to tear it down because it wasn't built to their standards. They wanted to spend the $65,000 on it. I wonder whose nepet was going to get that contract. That's an example of just how wasteful government is. They wanted to spend $65,000 on this small flight of stairs. It's not even a full story. Like maybe 7-8 steps. Citizen built it for $550. Now, down in Brazil, the court has ordered the seizure of ex-president Lula's assets. They're going to be frozen and sold off to try and pay off the costs and losses of some of his crimes. And his assets include 3 apartments, plot of land, 2 vehicles, and 2 bank accounts with more than the equivalent of $190,000 in there. Boy, I would like to see that sort of thing happen here, where politicians are actually convicted of corruption and they're stripped of their wealth. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, the U.S. Army, in an effort to compete with more technologically advanced forces, and there's a very telling admission there, is going to modernize the U.S. military with more autonomous drones and Internet of Things devices, which sounds kind of nice until you recall just how vulnerable the Internet of Things has turned out to be. For example, millions of Internet of Things devices have now been hit by what's called the Devil's Ivy bug in an open source code library. There's open source code for the Internet of Things, and people are using it, and it turned out that there was an unpatched weakness in there. And the military has not always had a lot of luck with their computers. I remember there was this test where they had this entire warship wired up to be run by computers on a LAN using Windows NT, and they took it out for sea trials, and the whole system crashed. It had to be towed back to the dock. Now, if you have an iPhone, you should get the latest update. It patches a number of vulnerabilities, and they're saying this is a very, very serious bug they discovered that could enable remote code execution on the device. So if you have an iPhone, go ahead and update it, and I already did mine as well here. Apparently, there's another warning regarding the WhatsApp, There is a new virus that secretly videos you and shares your entire web history. It's called Ghost Control. And it creates a backdoor into the device that allows cyber criminals to siphon the data, including your call logs, text messages, contact details, phone numbers, GPS location data, and the entire history in your web browser. And again, where's the NSA in all this? Or are these cyber criminals simply finding the back doors the NSA ordered put into these devices? Ethereum has been hit yet again. Third heist in 20 days. They got $32 million. So that's not looking very good at all. Now, do you remember back when Volkswagen was caught using rigged software in their cars to cheat the vehicle emissions tests? The software was written to detect when the car was really being driven versus when it was sitting there on a test stand. And it would change the engine parameters when it determined it was on a test stand to get the correct numbers on the vehicle emissions test. When it determined you were really driving the car, it would reconfigure the engine to get you that pep and zip and power that the drivers really wanted. And Volkswagen is been making payouts on it, and now it has reached $1.3 billion. And California's Air Resources Board is basically saying VW will pay another $154 million in penalties and costs. And this is coming out of Volkswagen Group of America, and obviously Volkswagen is planning on recovering that money. Part of it will come off their taxes as a business loss and dump that load onto you, and the rest will be increased prices on the cars, which isn't going to make them attractive for people to buy. And nobody's got money to buy cars. Claire and I keep looking at these commercials and saying, wow, if we actually had money, now would be the time to buy a car. As I said before, we have this old abandoned drive-in movie theater at the bottom of the hill. It used to be used for a flea market. Now it's being rented out as an overflow parking lot for car dealerships. And you drive by there and it's just all these row on row of matching motor vehicles behind chain link and barbed wire. The automotive dealers are trying to get rid of the 2017s because the 2018s are coming out now. In fact, those could be 2018s sitting down there now. But if somebody does not figure out a way to get money back into the hands of ordinary consumers as decent wages and salaries in exchange for their labor and skill, this economy is going to continue to slow down until it locks up. It is now inevitable. And, okay, let's look at that one here. Apparently, a nationwide outage hit Bank of America customers yesterday. Don't know if it's been resolved yet, but apparently it kept people from being able to access their accounts. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We have a phone call waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call. Jim in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
At the beginning of your show, you mentioned this date and items that occurred on that day, on this date. And I remember it was this date, but I don't remember which year it was that they. I was listening to Chuck Harder, and he was talking about this guy who was a buddy of Clinton who they found dead in a park. I thought you could...
Yeah, I forgot to mention that because I was more into the space stuff. Yeah, but so, I think you're absolutely right.
I'll get off the line and let you talk about Vince, okay?
All right. Well, okay, obviously, bye-bye. Obviously, let's see, back here and, it was July 20th. I completely forgot about it. Yes, today's the anniversary of the day. They found Vince Foster's body dumped in Fort Marcy Park and declared it to be a suicide. even though there were all kinds of problems with the story. They tried to plant a bogus gun on him. The FBI literally manufactured the identification of the gun by Vince's wife, Lisa. She identified a silver-colored gun, and the gun found with the body was black. It was another cover-up, was another murder, another arcanicide. And again, this was the story that basically ended my career in Hollywood. And all I did was ask a question. You know, this doesn't make any sense, because it all began with a photo leaked by the White House to Reuters and broadcast all over the place showing Vince Foster's hand, supposedly with the gun that he had killed himself with. And there wasn't a speck of blood visible anywhere. And if you've ever looked at a photo of a real suicide by gunshot to the mouth, there's blood everywhere. And there were some other problems with the photo as well. And all I did was ask a question. And the next thing I knew, I was blacklisted in Hollywood. And now we're finding out it was happening to all kinds of people. It was hardly alone. It was a huge number of people just asking questions. And the FBI came on in and basically destroyed our careers. All righty, getting on back to the present site here. The FCC is now saying there is no documented analysis of the cyber attack it claims crippled their website last May. And I'm wondering why there wasn't an analysis, or if maybe the FCC just had a poorly designed website like Obamacare and doesn't want to admit it here. Now, there's an organization called Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, and it is a movement that is trying to create awareness of the current oppressive vaccine stance that hospitals and government are taking. You will buy this stuff. You will stick it in your arms and the arms of your children. And there are 22,000 nurses who are part of this organization who are refusing mandatory vaccinations. And the big issue they have is the flu vaccine. And they're saying this is an infringement of their constitutional rights. And certainly, if there is such a thing as an inalienable right, it is a right to decide what goes into your body and what does not. And the flu vaccine's value has been called into question many times. Even the CDC admits it sometimes doesn't work. Some nurses are feeling so strongly about this, they're willing to give up their jobs. It reminds me of a quote from Thomas Jefferson. If the people let government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. And that's absolutely right. Because when the government tells you what food you're going to eat and what medicines you're going to take, it's not for your benefit. It's for the benefit of the crony corporations who are big donors and supporters of the status quo. Look how many bad and dangerous products are being forced on us just because they make money. And to show you just how bizarre this really has become, let's look at what's going on in California. Okay? Out in California, they have a new law that says kids cannot attend public schools unless they have had the mandatory vaccines. Meanwhile, the same California government is now working on legislation to prohibit enforcement of laws against illegal aliens who commit crimes. Does that make any kind of sense at all? Now, Sweden, which is as liberal as it gets, has surprised a lot of people because they are now banning mandatory vaccinations over serious health concerns. So just think about that for a minute. Sweden, which is so liberal, even Jeremy Clarkson couldn't resist making fun of them, is out there saying, yes, there are serious health concerns. And they're banning mandatory vaccinations. It should be up to you. If you want the vaccine, fine. If you don't, fine. Now, here's where it gets really weird. Okay, this is an article out of Government Slaves. The American Diabetes Association had an article, 22 foods to avoid with diabetes, and warns diabetics about consuming things like milkshakes, processed lunch meat, frozen pizzas, biscuits with sausage gravy, and they offer an alternative menu, including lunch meats, pork sandwiches, bacon, ice cream sundaes, and grilled chicken sausage. In other words, the American Diabetes Association is pushing recipes containing ingredients that promote diabetes, along with cancer, heart disease, chronic inflammation, dehydration, hypertension, irritable bowels, and migraine headaches. See, the American medical industrial complex does not want you to really be healthy, because then they lose money. They need the American people to be chronically sick. They need the American people on that treadmill of prescription medication. That's why they're fighting against legalizing marijuana, because the non-psychoactive part of marijuana is good for a lot of common ailments. They don't want you to be able to grow your own medicine. They don't want you to treat yourself. They want to make money off of you, and the sicker you are, the more they make. Same thing with food additives that make you eat more. They'll load up the food with monosodium glutamate, which interferes with the signal to the brain that you've eaten enough, so you'll eat more. And that means you buy more, and the food companies make more money. And in the meanwhile, we have this American obesity crisis, which is then used to try and sell you exercise machines and other products. Money, 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 money. Now, article coming out of Real Climate Science. The Greenland ice sheet is gaining near record amounts of ice this year. And as summer is starting to wind down, it's been determined that there's been very little melting of the Arctic ice cap this year. In fact, they're calling it the year without an Arctic summer. Meanwhile, there's yet another research team debunking global warming, saying it is inconsistent with the temperature data. Basically, fear is a business model that has made Al Gore rich, along with all of his other carbon Nazi cronies. And according to this latest report, they're basically saying they analyzed the global average surface temperature data produced by NASA, NOAA, and Hadley Climate Research Unit. Remember, Hadley was caught up in that ClimateGate leak that showed they were writing the computer software to rig the results. So scientists and researchers from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, MIT, and several leading universities basically showed the GAST data is completely bunk. The warming it shows is all the result of adjustments to the raw temperature data, and the raw temperature data does not show any warming whatsoever. They're just rigging it. And, of course, Al Gore is out there with his latest propaganda movie, An Inconvenient Sequel, and it's filled with small children who are saying, oh, I'm so terribly afraid the world will be destroyed before I can grow up, and just pathos instead of science here. So here we have the propaganda out here, the Daily Mail out there saying, last month was the third warmest June in history, putting 2017 on track to be one of the hottest years ever recorded. Well, actually, no. Because right now, the maximum temperatures across the United States for example, today, are 6 degrees, six degrees warmer, cooler rather, than this same day in 1934. 6 degrees. 1934 was 6 degrees hotter than it is today. Another article coming out of Real Climate Science, saying that, yes, the temperatures are, in fact, going down when looking at the historical record. And all the global warming articles, when they try and show a warming trend, they clip the data. They don't show you the earlier period where it was warmer. Remember when that global warming scandal first surfaced, and it came on out that people who were profiting from the global warming fear campaign had gone into WikiLeaks and edited the articles on the Roman and medieval warming periods to flatten out the data and make it look like it wasn't really that big a deal. Another article, this one from iceagenow.info. Solar activity is in decline. It's not only in decline, it's a very fast decline. In fact, it's looking like we're in the period of the fastest decline in solar activity in 9,000 years. There's some serious stuff going on out there. Now, do you remember when the Al Gore and the carbon Nazis were out there with their polar bear warnings? Oh, the polar bears are going to drown when the ice melts. Actually, polar bears can swim. Polar bears don't even have to swim. They can float. That white fur is hollow to provide insulation and buoyancy. Polar bears can go to sleep on the surface of the ocean. And they have been shown to swim 60 miles. And the polar bears have not gone extinct. They're not endangered. In fact, they're increasing in numbers to the point where they're now considered a pest animal again. Well, the polar bear thing didn't work so well. They've decided on a new mascot, the aardvark. Researchers warn that the aardvark will die from climate change. And to show you just how completely devoid of any real science the debate is, article out of the Daily Mail. Okay, and they're quoting a Professor Hansen at Columbia University that cutting emissions isn't enough. We must remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as soon as possible to avoid extreme climate change. Now, anybody understand what's wrong with that statement? Let's not always see the same hands, okay? If you remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, plant life starts to die. Carbon dioxide is not a toxic pollutant as declared by the Environmental Protection Agency. It is an indispensable part of the cycle of life here on Earth. Commercial greenhouses actually artificially increase the amount of carbon dioxide in their interior air because it makes the plants grow faster and produce more product. But this idea that we're going to remove all the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, it would be the end of life. California has extended their cap and trade legislation despite absolutely no proof it helps prevent climate change. Do you remember 25 years ago, the big scary thing was the ozone hole? Oh, there's a hole in the ozone over Antarctica. It's going to be the end of the world. You have to stop using your little spray cans and get the more expensive safe chemical or the pump thing. We're all still here. And it turns out the ozone hole has always been there. It wasn't new. I mean, global warming, global cooling, the China syndrome. Well, we got that in Fukushima. Killer bees, Y2K. It's an endless series of fear campaigns with which to milk you of your money and your freedom. Apparently, the Environmental Protection Agency is going to demonstrate how they're protecting the environment by allowing the dumping of fracking wastewater directly into the Gulf of Mexico. As if those people living around the Gulf weren't already suffering from the Gulf oil disaster and all the Corexit. So they're just going to be taking all this fracking wastewater, which is toxic, carcinogenic, even radioactive, and they're just going to dump it in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, there's a problem with that. It doesn't stay in the Gulf of Mexico. And we've already seen when the Gulf oil disaster happened, water evaporates from the Gulf of Mexico. It flows north over the middle of the United States of America. It comes down as rain. And people were noticing as it was raining that the puddles of water had that little rainbow oil sheen on it. So these fracking chemicals are going to wind up being dumped all over the heartland of the United States of America. Now, legal marijuana sales in the United States totaled $6.7 billion in 2016. Sounds like a good business to be getting on into. But, of course, Jeff Sessions is at war with marijuana because it's cutting into the profits of the alcohol and tobacco companies. A little bit of good news, though. Senate committee has now approved medical marijuana for veterans for the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder, and it is known to work. And I'm sure they had a lot of lobbyists from the pharmaceutical corporation saying, no, 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 no. You make them buy our medications here. But apparently Sessions is now planning to seize the assets of the legal cannabis companies and bust more people. And in addition, instead of sharing the proceeds from this civil forfeiture at the federal level with state and local administrations, the Department of Justice is going to keep it all themselves in order to fund more compliance actions against the marijuana industry. It's like the days of prohibition. All right, we're coming up here on the commercial break here, and we'll be back with more news leading up to the top of the hour.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If Have you got the money? Well, we won't say we did. The tower's in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, a little while ago, we were talking about this satellite called MIAC, which was actually a crowdfunded operation, was launched as a CubeSat aboard a Soyuz 2. And it's carrying this giant Mylar sun reflector, which is going to test the possibility of using solar sail technology to deorbit space junk, which is getting to be a growing problem. And it was successfully launched, and the telemetry indicated that the reflector has deployed. But amateur astronomers don't seem able to find it. And the developers of the satellite are getting ready to release an iPhone and Android app to allow you to track the unit. I haven't seen a two-line element set for it just yet for existing software. But it occurs to me, I don't know exactly what this reflector looks like. But if it's Mylar and it's behaving like a mirror, there are two issues. If it's a round sphere like the old Echo, yes, everybody should be able to see it. But if it's, for example, a tetrahedron, the reality is when you're out there in space, most of what surrounds you is black, and you're not going to get much of a reflection off of that. And if its intention is to reflect sunlight, the reflection from one of those Mylar flat panels is only going to fall on a very, very tiny portion of Earth below. So that may be what is going on with this thing, depending upon its orientation. And, of course, if one of those flat Mylar mirrors is looking straight down, it's not going to be all that bright from the illumination it receives from the Earth, especially if people are trying to see it from the dark side of the Terminator, you know, just early morning before sunrise or evening just after sunset. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. They're trying to censor people from RBN, from you and your website, or an RBN's total thing, trying to link into you and everything. What had happened at the beginning of the show, I tried, you know, following www.republicbroadcastingwork.org, and I got this error message, and it wouldn't even let me close my computer out or anything. So I called the number that it said. Of course, you couldn't talk to anybody that spoke English. And it was a Microsoft, and I guess it was a subgroup of people, and they tried to scam, trying to not let me get on RBN. So you're RBN.
Okay, hang on. It sound okay. So you tried to go to Republic Broadcasting, and you got this. You're blocked, and they gave you a phone number to call.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a scam, and I don't know why you're getting that scamware at the Republic Broadcasting website. Obviously, they're going to have to check for malware. But that's a very common online scam. Where, in fact, it may not even be Republic Broadcasting. It could easily be your browser has a hijacker on it, where they do that pop-up and say, you're infected, you've got this, you've got that, and then they give you a phone number to call, and they say, we can repair it from here, and then they get your credit card information. So, yeah, you need to check your browser for a hijacker, and I'm sure that our techs here at RBN will be taking a close look at our web server as well. We got to take a break for station identification. We are going to be back here with Charlie Robinson after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.